我去，
靠
！BBC News，
Five Minutes English， Never Five Minutes。
我们的微信公众账号已经开通了，我们每天早上六点半会有一条带有语音的图文，每天呢，我们都会讲一个字典里面查都查不到的词儿，俏皮话啊，或者是每个单词儿都认识你，但是你就不认识它的词儿。那在公众号里还可以找到我们每一集的背景音乐 BGM， 就是 Background Music， 还有我们每一期的文稿，如果节目里面有听不懂的地方就可以看文稿啦。那怎么找到我们的微信公众号呢？在微信里搜索每日五分钟英语，那个黄色背景的爆炸头就是我们了。
You don't want me, no, you don't need me. Like I want you, like I need you.
同志们好。
Hi everyone.
我是 Alex.
I'm Gary.
其实我在想我还能换什么。我们在南半球为大家广播，欢迎大家收听五分钟英语第二季。
All right, we're broadcasting from the Southern Hemisphere and welcome to season 2 of the 5 Minutes English Show.
我变理不一定要变的呀。
Doesn't matter.
Okay,
so yesterday we talked about how to become a knight.
好，那今天我们不是要讲这个 chivalry?
Oh, you got it right.
Wow, yeah, of course.
Because it's French. 作为这个 knight, K-N-I-G-H-T, 就是骑士，其实你一定要遵守这个叫 the code of conduct.对吧、
yes.
你之前讲过的叫行为准则是吧、
yes.
就比如说一个行业的准行为准则，比如说律师有 code of conduct， 就是你不能和客户有关系，对吧？然后教师行业也有 code of conduct， 对吧？比如说不能师生恋啊这种、
yes.
这个就是
Is that actually really bad? Like, is it against the law?
No、oh. 所以这是 code of conduct.
Okay, so code of conduct、
嗯、
So the history of knights、嗯、with particular respect to、嗯、the chivalry、
嗯、
is very interesting、
嗯。
Originally, knights were soldiers on horses with lances wearing chainmail.、
嗯、chainmail, C-H-A-I-N, chain 就是锁链的，对吧 ？Mail 就是盔甲吧，对吧 ？Chainmail 就是锁链盔甲。这个好像在中国古代很少
，Yeah，
但在那个欧洲， 欧洲很多，就是、
yeah.
就是你这个盔甲其实都是铁链子穿起来的
，Yes，
剑是戳不进去的，刀也砍不进去的。
Yeah.
对吧，这个真的是很盔甲的盔甲，然后就是叫什么 plate armor、
yeah. Basically it started off with being chainmail、
嗯、
and a couple of hundred years later they decided to develop plate armor、嗯、
就是 plate armor 就是后来我们看到这种铁质盔甲，之前他们都穿铁链子、
yeah.
前面说的 on horse 就是骑着骑马，对吧？
Anyway, so eventually they started wearing plate armor.、
嗯、
but this was ages later.、
嗯、
because it took them a while to develop all the armor.、
嗯、就人聪明了嘛。
Yeah, kind
of. 不，应该是铁链子，好像后来有一种武器可以把那个铁链子刺穿了。
I don't remember which one it was,、嗯、but basically, yeah. Okay, so anyway, let's not talk too much about armor.、
嗯、
let's talk about chivalry, the code of conduct for、
嗯、
the knights.、
嗯Chivalry 我们前面已经讲过了啊，就 C-H-I-V-A-L-R-Y 就是骑士精神，那这个骑士精神包括什么呢？
For example, the two that I can think of mercy towards
mercy?
the poor、
嗯、
and the oppressed.
Mercy, M-E-R-C-Y. Mercy 就是仁慈的意思，对吧？
Yes.
对穷人，或者这个 oppressed 是什么意思啊？
Oppressed.
O-P-P-R-E-S-S-E-D.
Yeah, so oppressed is basically like people who don't have any power. They're being pushed down by other people.
Oh, 就被压迫的人。
So, and other things like, for example, humility,、
嗯、
honor, sacrifice,、
嗯、
faithfulness,、嗯、courage.
有啦
Yes.
啊，我就不解释了，大家查字典嘛。
So lazy.
这个很好理解的呀，对吧、
yes.
？Humility 就是人性嘛。
Yes.
Honor 就是忠诚嘛。
Honor, no, that's faithfulness.
Honor 是什么意思啊？
荣誉应该是。
哦，对对对，荣誉，荣誉，荣誉。嗯
，Yes.
Sacrifice 什么意思？
牺牲，
牺牲。嗯，我知道的。
Oh, okay, sorry.
Faithfulness 就忠诚。
Yes.
对吧？哎，你看 ，courage 就是勇敢。
Yes.
嗯，然后就是还有一个什么叫 fear of God。
Yeah, well, that's like a very general.
嗯
，like they didn't say fear of God. It's just like.They don't tell the knights to fear God. They just like, historians have analyzed and seen that one of their purposes for、
嗯、
chivalry was to make the knights fear God.、
嗯、
and the reason why they want them to fear God is because、it gives the church more power. Because the knights fear God.、
哦、
the church is God.
那是不是 church 来搞出来这个 code of conduct?
No, I don't think it's that simple. The church definitely had some influence. They had some
影响。
Yeah, definitely. Like the fear of God.
因为那个时候欧洲基本上都是信上帝的。
Yeah, exactly.
对吧？
So yeah.
就等于说最初的骑士其实一开始也没什么 code of conduct， 对吧？只要服从上级命令就可以了。但是他们也会杀人放火啊，
yeah.
做些危害老百姓的、啊、什么抓只鸡啊，奸淫妇女。所以宗教方面是让他们最好能够控制这些骑士，另一方面也可以约束他们，所以一定要让他们 fear of God， 就是让他们害怕上帝，让他们要服从上帝的意志，对吧？
Yeah, so basically it's like if you disobey God, you'll be punished. So it's
punished.
Sort of, yeah, so it's like telling them that you must follow what God wants you to do, otherwise you will be punished and you will not, you will lose, you won't go to heaven, and also you will lose your knight title. Sort of like you're not a knight if you don't obey, sort of thing.
Oh, 就是不就去掉他的头衔了。
Yeah, kind of like that. So yeah, the other part of chivalry is, well, the final part, I should say. So apart from being, you know, courageous on the battlefield, you know, brave, loyal, this kind of stuff, obeying God, you also have a part where it says you have to be courteous and graceful towards women.
Oh, courteous, C-O-U-R-T-E-O-U-S, 就有礼貌嘛。Graceful, G-R-A-C-E-F-U-L, 就是优雅，就是一定要对女性要有礼貌，有优雅。哎，我们之前讲过的这个事啊。
Or graceful, yeah.
对啊。
Yeah, so season one, some episode. Episode X, XX.
XX, X.com.
Yeah, so basically nowadays everyone is saying chivalry is dead, chivalry is dead.
为什么呢？
Because guys are not gentlemen anymore. Well, not as gentlemen as they used to be.
那时代不同了呀。
That's true.
哎，我们之前还讲过一期 How to be a gentleman.
Yes.
对吧？
I guess, like you said, society is different nowadays, right? When it comes to these gentleman things. But still, I think having manners, understanding your friends or the girl that you're interested in or your girlfriend, wife, whatever. I think the principles are the same, but just that the method is different now. So yeah.
哎，其实我们还可以讲一讲现代的这个 chivalry 如果还存在的话会是什么样的，对吧？
Yeah.
也可以讲一下为什么大家会觉得 chivalry 已经不存在了。那今天我们的节目就到这里了，我们下期见。
All right, that's all we have today.
And remember,
be courteous and graceful towards women. All right.
And remember, 师生恋 is a code of conduct.
那么今天大家可以在微信公众账号里回复2092，就可以看到今天的节目稿子了。So today, our background music was recommended by Ni Yuan Yuan.Titled The Pretty Reckless by You, Y-O-U.
如果大家喜欢我们的话，可以在苹果 Podcast 和荔枝 FM 里搜索每日五分钟英语，那个黄色背景的爆炒楼就是我们了。喜欢我们的话，可以订阅我们的节目，或者给我们评论五星以资鼓励，也可以在微博或者微信给我留言，我每条都会回复的。也欢迎大家转发我们的节目，让更多的朋友参与到我们的节目中来。大家如果喜欢我们的节目的话，可以加我微信号，不是微信公众账号，是我私人微信号 ALEX_ZQ_YU， 但只有每天晚上7点到8点才能搜索到哦。大家也可以在节目下方看到我的微信号，复制粘贴就可以了。但是在微信里抢得到抢不到红包，那就得看缘分了，哈哈哈哈。